Hi guys, how you doing? I know I don't normally put out episodes on a weekday, but this is a bonus. This is the only chance I get to actually get a podcast out with a guest who is my dad, who's been giving me lectures for a very, very long time. So this is going to be an episode about winning, and I'm going to be normally asking questions for my dad, and he knows a lot about this. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's get this started. So the topic of winning comes into question every single time. People have always been asking me, what does it actually mean to win? So I'll just ask my dad the same question. So what does it mean to win for you in life? I mean, is it having a great family? Is it becoming very rich? What does it mean to you?
When you are saying winning, by implication, that it means that you are in a battle. So winning to me means to be on top of everything in my battle in life. So when I'm doing that, I'm thinking of my goal. And normally what happens in life is everything is moving forward as part of two opposing forces. So we always have a mind that always aspires to be on top of things, that always wants to achieve goals, that always wants to win. And alongside that, there is also a mind that drags you back, that is always a challenge, so that you are not achieving your goal, so that you are not accomplishing tasks. So always my advice is every day when you are leaving home, you should think that you are starting a new battle every single day, and you are two, physically one, but when it comes to the mind, you are two. One of the mind you have is the winner mind, the other one is the loser mind. So who is scoring today? Who is leading today? The winner mind or the loser mind? So if you are doing this all the time, that means you are developing a mind that reminds itself and can't be tricked easily by the loser mind.
So what you're saying is you have to win a battle in your mind every single day.
Yeah. This, in other words, means that before thinking of achieving a goal, before thinking of accomplishing a task, before thinking of winning the battle of life, the first thing you have to do is to win the battle within yourself. This is the battle between the mind that always thinks positively, that always motivates itself, aspires to achieve a goal, and the other mind, which is always making you lazy, which always procrastinates things, which always creates excuses. So first, the starting point for winning the battle in life or for success is yourself. Then the first thing in life to be won or to be defeated is the negative mind within yourself. That's it.
Okay. Well, next we'll talk about how to adopt a winning mentality after this quick break. So we're back. Now the next question I'm going to ask, because these small little surprise podcasts, they're going to be a lot quicker than my long 25 minute podcast. So next question, how do you adopt a winning mindset? Is it, do you learn from someone, or do you believe that you are just naturally gifted and born with it?
I think according to my understanding of this topic, it's not both of the things you have mentioned. You can develop a winning mindset not only just by reading books or by listening it from other people. You can, the only way that you can learn or develop a winning or a winner mindset is by doing, by just setting out your goals and achieving them, or working towards achieving them. The reason why this is the only way is usually what motivates the mind best is success. What encourages the mind to do more, to achieve more, is to be successful or to win. This, in other words, means that what can reward the mind to develop positively is only success.
Okay, great. Now, last question I have is, this came in from someone, so it said, do you have to be tough to win? I mean, do you have to make changes in your behavior to win? Like, do you have to be tough as nails, like you see in some movies? For example, like Harvey in Suits, or can anyone be a winner? You don't have to change anything.
Yeah, the issue of toughness is really very important and an integral part of success. Even if you take it in physical confrontation, somebody who is tough in mind and who is tough physically can easily win that confrontation. So you have to be tough, and also you should consider actually other facts, like you must take yourself or other people just like a developing story. Yeah. You have to edit yourself all the time. You have to stop and edit yourself. What have I done?
Self-development.
Could have I done it differently? What went wrong and how can I improve that? Toughness can come just through hard work. And what also we need to consider here is you should not, for example, associate yourself with people who have negative mindset, or who are losers, or who are not aspiring to achieve goals, who are not motivated enough to win the challenge of life. So if you are doing all these things, and if you are editing yourself just like a book or a story which is going to be published, which is going to be polished and neat, if you are doing this on a regular basis and as part of your routines in life, you can be tough. You can develop a very tough mind that can't be easily defeated by challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the surprise podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. A quick snippet on what it takes to win. Thank you.